Questions?
You mentioned that you might get the team back on the field. Did you get on the field today? Were you any stretching out or anything like that?
Yeah, we had a brief session. We just concluded a brief session in the bubble.
Did you have Albert Kyle in there, or is that still remaining?
You know, we said that we expect him to practice this week, and I haven't changed. I haven't moved off of that course. I still expect both of them to be on the practice field. They're doing well.
What did you guys suspect they waited on October 5th game with the Ravens earlier?
It was the type of game we expected. They had been playing well. They were, in that particular game, they were very much about ball control and real physical defense. And, you know, they forced some issues with us. We made some mistakes. We didn't play particularly well. We had some people that didn't play the game, didn't finish the game. But we found a way to win the ball game. And, you know, that was the most important thing.
How much has Flacco improved since that game?
You know, he's improved quite a bit. His numbers reflect that. You know, he's, you know, down the stretch, he's played some meaningful games against some very talented defenses and did not make many mistakes. You know, they've done a great job with him. Cam and the staff have done a great job with him. Put him in position to be successful, and everything that he does centers around the run game, which is, I think, one of the best in the league.
What stood out for you watching him yesterday against Miami?
Well, clearly the difference in the ballgame was the turnovers. Miami really never get started. And, you know, Baltimore defense needs to take credit for it. They forced them. They forced the issue. They kept constant pressure on Chad. And they took advantage of them. I know they're a little frustrated because they couldn't turn the turnovers and the sudden change into immediate points. But they did a great job with the scheme, the game plan on the road and everything. It's kind of what we expected to see out of the Ravens team.
Things that Rex Ryan does with their defense, are there any similarities to some of the things that you cut your teeth on in learning from Buddy?
No.
Completely different?
Yeah, it's a completely different scheme. Yes.
Well, what would you like to like about their run back?
Well, it's a good changeup. You know, Willis is, despite he's been nicked off and on, he's running the ball very well. You know, he's got real good vision. And he's got, obviously, the ability to make the long plays. You saw Sunday. And then, you know, their, quote, fullback is more than just a fullback. He's a special runner. I mean, he's an inside grinder. And, you know, they constantly put themselves in third and short situations, which is good. And because with a young quarterback, you don't need 6 or 8 or 10 third-and-7-plus opportunities to convert in a ball game. You got a better chance to convert this third and shorts, and they do that with the running game.
The way Andrew sees things, is your game plan against him, are there certain things that you're reluctant to do or won't do because it's become...
You have to be selective. Yeah, you have to be on time and be selective because he'll see things, see formations, understand routes, and completely vacate the post and go jump a route and make a play. That's why he's so good. That's why he's made so many plays.
Is there any extra emotion that goes into this? I know not a lot of guys around for the 2000 game, but there were some guys around for the 2003 playoff game, you know, some battles with the Ravens in the past. Extra emotion because of that?
No, this is, you know, what our approach to this is we need to do the same things we did that got us here, and that's prepare, respect your opponent, and prepare hard, and with the exception of trying to do things just a little bit better. And, you know, there's been some great matchups. It's a great rivalry, but those things that took place in the past are really not going to have any impact on what's going to happen. You know, really, I mean, there were some great games, and I'm very fortunate to be able to stand up here and answer questions about those games because some of them were years ago. And as you said, we just have a few players that were involved specifically in the 2000 game. I think they got more players than we do, and they happen to be our former players that were involved in that game.
Not suggesting asking anything about this game, but can you remember that playoff game? You were the number one seed. They came here. Just how it felt as a staff, as a team, as a town on Monday morning after things went the way they went?
Well, yeah, I mean, clearly a playoff loss is a playoff loss, and that was a disappointing loss. And I said at the time I thought the 2000 team was a better team than the 99 team. And, you know, we just had, you know, they made the plays, we did, and they won the game, and we moved on. But, again, no impact, no bearing, no effect on this coming Saturday's game.
How do you think this year's team compares to the 2000?
There's some similarities, but there's still some differences. You know, again, both these teams pretty much built the same way as those teams were back in 2000. And they play good defense, run the football, and you know they play exceptional special teams, and they're very physical teams. And, you know, that's the kind of matchup you expect to see in you know this round of the playoffs.
Avery said yesterday something to the effect of, we're on our way and we're a team you don't want to play. Can you appreciate his confidence or cockiness? Or do you think
I think they have high expectations for themselves as we do. You know, and deservedly so. They fought hard. They regrouped. They went from 5-11 to 11-5, made the playoffs, won a playoff game. So they should be proud of what they accomplished.
Looking at the way that the Ravens were able to beat Miami on the road, forcing us to turn over, is that going to be or has been part of your message to the guys to take care of the ball this week?
That's our message every week, to take care of the ball. It's no different. Again, the approach is no different. Protect the football, run it, do the right things, execute, and do your best to try to win the game. Just because you're playing a team that's got basically the same takeaway or giveaway ratio that you do doesn't mean you change everything. We try to protect the football at all costs.
Is there any different feel for the Ravens with Brian Billick not being their coach anymore?
No, I mean it's a different team, but still it's a different team that still does the same things. They're built the same way, and they're very good at a lot of the things that Coach Billick, you know, was associated with while he was there.
You said you expect Brandon Boss and Painter to be on the field. What about Milwaukee?
He'll be day to day. I don't know whether he'll be on the field as soon as these two, but Kevin will be day to day.
You expect those two tomorrow?
I have to come out and see.
You want them to?
Sorry? Then you're going to have to talk to one of your buddies that's watching practice.
What's, if Wad injures a left arm instead of right again, how much does that impact things with that being a snap?
Regardless of whether it's left or right, he's still facing the same challenge to get back on the practice field.
What kind of spot that put Leroy in if he ends up being the guy with the pressure that they bring in?
Leroy is equipped to play and play well. Kevin can't play.
What type of roster move did you make to get Kevin Dickerson back?
We released Ahmad Gordon just before practice today, which was a difficult roster move. The league rules are different once you get in the playoffs, and it was a difficult move for us. He understands. We're very grateful for what he gave to us, not only as a practice squad player, but also as an active roster player and having played in week 17. But when you release a player at this point in the playoffs, and you have to wait till after the Super Bowl to clear waivers, so we would not have the ability to bring him back. So a difficult decision, but he understands rules, and you know we had to make the decision, and
might,
we did.
Might you have gone a different direction where you're not confident in your two injured guys?
No, that didn't have anything to do with it.
Do you have a practice squad spot over now? I mean, can you still fill that, or can you do that?
We're good right now. We're practicing well. We've been practicing very well with the numbers that we have.
Coach, when you're playing some extraordinary defensive players in the game, like where you can get tight end help on defensive end, even maybe obligated the linebacker in coverage, what can you do with safety like that? Can you do anything?
No, I mean you have some ideas to where he is. I mean, to me, the challenge with dealing with Reed is simply the quarterback's challenge to know where he is and to understand that you, as you saw on Sunday, you may get the sense that they're all out blitzing to one side and you've got a home run and you throw it and he's over the top and. You know, so it's the scheme that it's the quarterback's issue, and Kerry's experience, and he understands that, you know, when in doubt, don't put it up down the field late because that's probably going to make a play.
And finally, Mark said yesterday that the Ravens did not get respect until now, which is a good thing for the Ravens. The whole notion of respect. As a motivation tool.
No, who said that?
Rex.
That they hadn't been getting respect?
Yeah.
He maybe needs to read paper or watch TV. I think they've gotten plenty of respect. Obviously, they got plenty of respect from us. So, if that's the way you want to handle and motivate, then so be it. You know, I think that people aren't going to go out and after kickoff and play hard because they felt like they were disrespected. You play hard to try to win the game.
What do you need to do to run the ball better against them?
Well, basically, just have more opportunities. Convert third down so you get more opportunities, more plays. We had 54 plays the first time we played them. We had some difficulty with the run, so as you all saw, with 6 minutes left to go, we picked it up and threw it. And that was a difference in the ballgame for us.
You were 4-0 heading into that game, and obviously had some moments where you played well, but that game-winning drive in the fourth quarter kind of pulled that one out of the fire today where you didn't play particularly well. Was that kind of a springboard for this team to kind of go further?
Well, it was a good win for us against a good team that basically mirrored us, that ran the football, that made some plays with the play action pass and then played good defense. So, I mean, it was a good win for us on the road and a tough place to play. But, again, there's I think both teams are much better now than they were back when we played the first time.
How would you characterize this rivalry? Because I've heard people say they hate each other. They respect each other. It's a wide gamut of thoughts about
what you all do. Well, I think maybe you need to talk to the Eddie Georges and the Frank Wycheks and the Steve McNairs and the Trent Dilfers and the Jamal Lewis's and the Jonathan Ogdens about it, because that's when we were playing them twice a year and battling through the playoffs. These are two completely different teams, and both teams have a lot to lose. It's a sudden death, and both teams are hoping to go out and play as best they possibly can to win and move on. So I wouldn't associate those kind of connotations or make those associations or those assumptions. I think both teams have respect for one another, I can't speak for them, but that's exactly how we are. I mean, it's tough to go out and win your first playoff game on the road, and they did so. So they're deserving of the respect, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.